Good day. This is the Far Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 155 for Monday, November 24th. I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were mixed Monday morning in choppy activity, with the most active months all trading within a dollar of unchanged, as the market was lacking any clear direction and consolidated within a narrow range. Canola was up a dollar to down a dollar, the January contract down 50 cents at $430.50 per ton. A lack of farmer selling did remain a major supportive factor in the canola market, with producers said to be largely on the sidelines for the time being. Solid end-user demand and a weaker tone in the Canadian dollar were also somewhat supportive. However, declines in Chicago soybeans did put some spillover pressure on canola. The record-large U.S. soybean crop, relatively favorable South American crop conditions, and bearish technical signals also served to keep canola range-bound overall. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were both down, but wheat was steady to a bit higher in many months. Soybeans were down 1 to 7 cents, the January contract down 4 cents at $10.34 per bushel. Profit-taking after Friday's advances did account for some of the selling pressure. Post-harvest farmer selling with the U.S. soybean crop now thought to be nearly complete contributed to the declines, with the favorable South American weather another bearish influence. However, ongoing concerns over tight nearby soy meal supplies did provide underlying support. Corn, it's down 2 to 3 cents, the December contract down 3 at $3.70 per bushel. The advancing U.S. corn harvest, speculative profit-taking, and a lack of follow-through buying interest after last week's strong export demand all added to the sluggish tone in corn. Wheat, it was feeling some spillover pressure from the losses in corn and beans, but managed to hold on to small gains in many months, moving up a half cent in the December contract in Chicago to trade at $5.48 per bushel. Concerns over winter kill in the U.S. plains, Russia, and Ukraine were behind some of that independent strength in wheat. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, November 24th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin.